Hey folks, Sir Charles Carey here, and today I want to talk to you about being dependable and being reliable. Now, I don't know about you, but I experienced some things that really surprised me. And one of those things specifically was in 2016, I received an award for being dependable and being reliable. I received the Brand Ambassadors Award. Now, I'll be totally honest with you. I'll be completely frank. I didn't see it coming. It wasn't something that I knew about. It wasn't something that I planned or had anything to do with. But I thought about it, and the reason I got the award was because I showed up. I showed up, and I showed out. Now, showed out, not like in trying to show off and be fancy and be seen, but when you're trying to learn something or grow or do something, it's really important that you show up, you're in the place, you're present, and sometimes that means taking notes, that means arriving early, not just on time, that means sometimes you may even share information or share the word, whatever it is that's going on, you know, and because I did those specific things, in 2016, I was awarded the Brand Ambassadors Award by the Peak Performance Company. I believe that's the name of the company, which is headed up by Del Toro McNeil. Now, I had no idea that he was going to make this designation to me, but I'm grateful because it's just a reflection, or I guess just proof of who I am as a person. And for the most part, I think I've always been this way, but I got an opportunity to actually, you know, show it and share it and be in the midst of a great surprise in the midst of many colleagues and clients and things like that back in 2016 in Florida, Tampa, Florida. But being dependable and reliable is so much more than receiving awards. See, when you're dependable and you're reliable, people will have confidence in you. And you want people to have confidence in you, especially if you're in business. If you're in business, no one wants to do business with someone that's not dependable and definitely not reliable. You see, dependability and reliability, they're like cousins. They like parallel with one another, but it is what it is, right? So the thing is to capitalize on that good quality or those good qualities. And if you're anything like myself or anything like many other people, you want that in your life. You want dependable people in your life. You want reliable people in your life. And I truly think that there are a ton of people in this world that are reliable and dependable. It's just that, unfortunately, we may not get to see it or get to see them because they're overshadowed about with negative things, negative news, negative reports. They don't get a chance to be in the spotlight. No one just lifts up the people that are doing good things. And being dependable and reliable is not, you know, a task, a focus on trying to do a particular thing. It's just a quality that someone has, and hopefully it's for the right reasons. Like, you know, when you help someone on a regular basis and you're going somewhere and that place that you're going, they happen to be there. Well, you know, you're reliable because you see them and you helping them because you're going that way anyway. So it's not like you're expecting anything. You're just doing what's a good thing to do. And they can depend on you because it seems like you keep meeting this person, or they may learn that you have a reason to be there. And so then the two of you meet, you merge together, and something good comes out of it, possibly even a friendship. But the thing you have to be careful of, though, there are people that know that you're dependable and know that you're reliable, or they know others that are, and they want to take advantage of it. So you have to be mindful and careful of users and abusers, because many times people will, you know, take advantage of you because of your kindness. And sometimes they may get a surprise, but that's going to be on them for being up to no good. So being dependable and reliable has its rewards, and I think that that's something that we all need. And I highly recommend to be dependable. and reliable. You see, because another thing, you can write this stuff down. And if you're getting any value from this, please share it out. You know, another thing about being dependable and reliable, people simply will count on you. Opportunities will open up for you. So, you know, consider the dependability route, the reliability route, because it does have its rewards. But not only will people rely on you, and not only will people count on you, but they know that you're trustworthy. And I don't know about you, but trust means a lot, especially in today's times. You know, when you're hearing one group of people, regardless of who they are, saying one thing, and another group of people saying something different about the same exact account. Now, it's like, who's right? And is anyone misleading the other intentionally, or misleading the general public intentionally? You know, we don't need that in our lives today. We really need to be on the same accord as much as possible, or be on an accord that helps us get what we want out of life. And the other accord, that may be for other people. But remember, being dependable and being reliable does has its rewards. And again, people will count on you to help them, because that's how I got the Brand Ambassadors Award in 2016. You know, I'm working with my coach, with my mentor, and I'm helping him share the word about what he's doing. I'm showing up early to help him set up. I'm helping him break down. I'm meeting and greeting. I'm doing all these things. I'm showing up early even, right? I'm doing all of these things because I have an interest in getting better, in being better, in helping someone that's helping me. It's a win-win. And because of that, I received that award, and people got to know me for how I am. So I believe that demeanor is a part of my natural behavior. And I think that whatever your natural behavior is, hopefully if it's a positive one, you want to accentuate that. You want that to be known. You want to be consistent in that way. And that's what dependability and reliability is really all about. But as I once said before, you have to beware of the users and the abusers. One thing about being dependable and reliable, people will know that your word matters. And if your word matters, wow, that's it right there. Dependable, reliable. You know what I'm saying? The confidentiality factor, it's not even in question, because you fit the mold. You're the one that, you know, makes things happen. You're the one that understands. You're the one that maybe has the advice. And it's a good thing. So in addition to that, you know, dependable people and reliable people, they have a certain quality of their work. It doesn't mean that they're the very best and that no one can compete with them, but it just means that their work is seen a certain way, and people know that it's going to get done. It's going to be something that they can count on using or utilizing. And another thing is the same thing with the relationships, the friendships. They know that if they can count on you, just it doesn't have to have anything to do with business. It just you as the person and them as the person, you guys click and everything seems to work. And that's a great feeling. Again, it's something that I wouldn't say it's rare, but it seems like it really is, to be honest with you, because we don't see it in television. We don't see it in the news on a regular basis. There seems to be a more or bigger focus on any type of negativity. So with that being said, I won't go on and on and on about this, but consider, are you a dependable or a reliable person? And again, if you've gotten any value from this, please share it out. And I want to leave you with one quote. Ernest Hemingway says that you're the sum total of your thoughts. Well, I say, if that's true, what is it that you think of? And more importantly, what is it that you will become? Radiate the brain, change the game.